we mentioned earlier, hopefully we would get Joel Corry and Tom Grennan on the show, and here they are. Hey, boys.
Yo, hey, mate.
Excellent stuff. Thank you so much for taking the time out. I know you're busy at the moment because the whole promotion must be mental at the moment.
A lot of promo, man. There's a lot of promo, but listen, we're happy to be with you guys, so we're
good,
here.
Man. Cheers, Tom. And Joe, you're Essex boy, aren't you, Joe?
Actually, everyone thinks this, but I'm not. I don't know why people think that. Everyone says I look like Joe Essex as well, but
a little bit, a little bit, and you do sound Essex, so you know.
I'm a Barnet boy, man. North London Barnet boy, born and bred.
Oh mate, I'm a Watford boy. Not that Tom wants to hear that, but I'm a Watford boy. So we're literally
Destiny Watford was my first gigs, like under 18s Destiny Watford.
Mate, so, I've DJed in there.
Opposite
the fountain. Yeah, opposite the fountain. It used to be. Was it before that? It was something before that because I might be a bit older. Destiny Kudos. Something, I think it was Kudos.
All right, you're showing your age now, man.
Yeah. I was playing 78s, and oh, it was amazing. me and Tony Blackburn, what a massive night that was. Tom, you're not from a million miles away. You're Bedford way, aren't you?
I'm a Bedford boy, yeah, I am.
So you're not a Luton fan, but you played for Luton?
I played for Luton, yeah. I've got a soft spot. I keep up to date with how they're doing and... You see, Watford, man.
Sundays. Do you keep up to date on Sunday score?
Yeah. Yeah, of course I did. I don't know.
Jam. Obviously, when you guys are singing concerts all the time, you lose your voice. I'd lost my voice within 7 minutes, I think, of that football match. I had no voice left at all.
It's mad to see Watford in the Championship, though, isn't it?
Yeah, it's crazy. And even your fans were singing, even though we were going mental, that, you know, we're still above you, even though you're Watford. You were still above us in the league anyway. But, so with how did it come about, the collab? Because you two obviously have collabed with quite a few people. I present the chart show on a Sunday, and I think, Tom, you're on quite a few tracks in the chart with different people. So how does it come about? Where you two guys, I mean, do you know each other, or how did it happen?
Well, I was obviously following Tom's journey and I was following Tom's journey for years. Like, he was obviously killing it, absolutely smashing it, and we just crossed paths at a concert that we're both playing at and just clicked instantly, and it was somebody I wanted to work with. But once we like got speaking to each other, like I said, like Tom is like, just feels like he's one of my mates from school. And when you click with someone that well, you just want to get to work with them, innit? So 2 weeks later, we was in the studio, and that's when Lionheart was born.
I really like that, because a lot of collabs, you know, sometimes they don't even meet, they're not in the same studio, they might be in different countries or whatever. You know, I always like it when a collab's actually, you know, organic like that, and you're actually together and you get on. And yeah, and the song's amazing, by the way. Really, really good.
Thank you very much. Yeah, if just like Joel said, it was easy, and when something like easy happens, it just makes it so much like more fun to do. Do you know what I mean? So yeah, man, and the song feels like it's gonna be a big one. So I'm excited.
It's got
a
big.
It's a high one. It's a high one to sing for sure.
Oh, is it?
Yeah, it's very high. So, I mean, you've set the bar very high there, so maybe live's going to be a problem in after a tour. You might have to lower the key on tour, maybe, yeah?
Listen, I had to tuck everything in for that one, man.
but now, there's so many collaborations out now, because it is easier to do it, and obviously there are Zooms and stuff if you're not doing the collaboration together. And obviously, back in the day, I don't know if you might not have met Scott. Scott was in the band Five, so you collabed with Queen. So you would have had to go around somebody's house
I went to Brian May's house. When I was around Roger Taylor's house, I swallowed a ring pull and embarrassed myself quite heavily.
What, from a beer?
Yeah, I had a can of beer, and I swallowed the ring pull the first time at his house.
You swallowed the what?
The ring pull of the can of beer around Roger Taylor's house.
Right.
I wasn't being rude, Tom. I know where your mind was going. I don't know what you was doing there. But it was quite embarrassing. They phoned an ambulance, so I was meant to be doing rehearsals.
Did they really?
Sounds made up, but true, unfortunately.
That's funny. Also, what a collab. That is Queen. Wow.
Yeah, do you know what? It's when something like that happens, you know, when in a band like Five and they go, do you want to do a... do you want to do a collab with Queen? You go, yes, please. Where do we sign?
Yeah.
And to take it to number one when Queen took it to number two was quite unbelievable, really. Yeah, it's a pinch of myself moment. So yeah,
but that would have been done with management companies now. Nowadays, do you just do that yourself? Do you just hit each other up?
It's a bit of both. It's a bit of both, but I feel like this one was just natural, and like we said, we met and we just stayed in touch, and then got in the studio as soon as we could, really. And then I feel like now the time was right to put the song out, especially with what the song means. And
of course,
I feel like it's one of them songs with what you, when you listen to it, it feels like you can get through anything, and there's light at the end of the tunnel kind of thing. So yeah, definitely.
So Joel, you a lot of your work is DJing and stuff. So do you have the beat and the melody in your head, and then you just give it to Tom? How does that work?
Yeah, exactly. So and as well, with this record, this was a record that I'd wanted to make for ages, because it's definitely a step in a new direction for me. It's the biggest sort of record I've done so far. It's that sort of stadium anthem that I've been wanting to make for quite a while, because I've been touring around the world this year because we're past COVID now, playing a lot of festivals, a lot of main stages, and I wanted that sort of anthem for the main stages.
Yeah.
And once me and Tom got in the studio, we just got some vibes going, and once Tom laid down those vocals, it just lent itself to that sort of production. And like I said, that's the sort of record that I wanted to make. So when we started building the production, it all just sort of clicked into place.
That's excellent. And then you've got your sidelines, obviously the PT work and the app that you've got, Joel.
Well, yeah, I mean, I don't do that so much anymore. To be honest, the tour life is just so tough to kind of keep that stuff going as well. I still go to the gym. I try and go every day, whatever city I'm in.
I didn't know you're a PT.
I was. I've done my qualifications, and I had an app that I was putting all my plans on and stuff. But yeah, I kind of had to put that on the back burner because the DJing schedule.
I've got a question, boys. What's on the rider? That's what I want to know,
mate. Anything you want, mate?
have you got anything on the ride? Have you got an extravagant rider, or have you just got a water and towels and an orange, have you got some more stuff?
Do you know what? When I do shows, every promoter or every person who works at the venue are like, you are the most easiest person to get stuff for, because I'm no diva, mate. All I ask for is a tub of honey, and that's it.
Wow.
A tub of honey and water. That's it.
That's good. I tell you what, I'm impressed with that. I mean, I've got rum.
You know what, as well? People don't realise with riders, you are actually paying for it.
Believe me, I know. I've learned the hard way. I learned the hard way. Yeah. Yes.
So, I tried to keep keep costs down, man.
Yeah, no, good plan. Good plan. Right, we've got to get your tune on now, Lionheart, which is all over Radio Essex at the moment. Who wants to introduce it? One of you guys, Joel, introduce your tune.
All right, Tom, we'll do it together, yeah?
Go on.
Yo, this is Joel Corey.
Everybody, turn your radios up in Essex, because this is Tom Grennan.
It's our new single, Lionheart, on Radio Essex. Let's go.
Thank you so much, boys, for being on. And listen, all the best with the single.
Good luck, guys.
Thank you much for taking the time out to talk to us this afternoon.
Thanks, guys.
Cheers, guys.
Yeah. It's time for the Big Drive Home Podcast.
We have to get out of here.
With Chris and Scott. Thanks for listening to Radio Essex.
Well, that's it. End communication.